For today's In Touch, I'm joined by State Representative for House District 84, Dave Heaton. He and another state representative announced Friday that they'd reached an agreement with Governor Branstad's office and the Department of Human Services that keeps the mental health facility in Mount Pleasant open and state-run for the time being. Representative Heaton, thank you so much for taking the time here to talk about this compromise that was reached. An announcement was made today. What is this agreement that you guys reached?
Well, what the agreement says is that both campuses can continue to operate as a state facility until December 15th, 2015. In other words, it's about 6 months that they can continue to operate as a state facility. The alcohol and substance abuse unit that's currently in operation in Mount Pleasant on our campus will continue to operate. And out at Clorinda, the acute care psychiatric hospital will continue to operate until December 15, 2015. After that time, the Department of Health will be working in the meantime, finding an agency that will, on January 1st, 2016, operate a 50-bed alcohol and substance abuse unit that will also offer dual diagnosis on our campus also. Out at Clorinda, they will continue to operate as an acute care facility, and then after that, as the agreement says, the DHS will be working with the community there at Clorinda to identify mental health providers to provide mental health services after January 1st, 2016.
And those service providers, would those be in the private sector?
Yes, they will be. Both agencies would be in the private sector.
So these next 6 months or so are going to be used to put a plan together, a transition plan?
Yeah, I think that DHS is going to be looking for an agency to provide the services at Clorinda. My Department of Public Health is looking for a substance abuse provider to take over a 50-bed unit and provide dual diagnosis here in Mount Pleasant.
Much of this session, you've been dealing with this issue. Was it right when Branstad announced his budget that you started working with his office and the department?
That's correct. I was totally shocked when he presented the budget, and when he gave his budget speech on the second day of the session and closed our mental health, or proposed to close our mental health, I became very much concerned, and I didn't really think that he was going to go through with it, but when he issued pink slips for April 1st and closed our facility here in Mount Pleasant and laid off the 40 people that were working at the acute care facility, I knew he meant business. And I realized that any attempt to keep these facilities open as an acute care facility would not happen, that any language or resources that would be put toward keeping this place open here in Mount Pleasant would be immediately vetoed.
Are you happy with the agreement?
Yes. I'm going to keep things going here at Mount Pleasant. The lights are going to be on. We'll continue to operate. Alcohol and substance abuse services and dual diagnosis. We just aren't going to be able to address the issue of acute care beds. Otherwise, everything can continue just the way it was before April 1st.
Is the staff still on hand there at the Mount Pleasant Mental Health Facility?
Staff at the Alcohol and Substance Abuse Unit are still employed and are still working and will have an opportunity to work for the agency after January 1st, 2016.
Was this a bipartisan effort?
No, I can't say it was bipartisan. I am in control of the bill that comes before the House probably Tuesday or Wednesday. This plan is going into my strike after amendment. When you say bipartisan, I don't mean that this is a real, what I consider a partisan approach at all. But at the same time, I was in a position to negotiate, and I did so. Of course, the Senate has sent us over a bill in Senate File 505 that keeps our mental health open and provides resources to do so. I fear that that language, if it ever got to the governor's desk, would be vetoed. And not only would the lights go out here at Mount Pleasant and Clorinda, but the resources would also disappear that I believe could be used much needed elsewhere in our budget.
Well, Representative Heaton, thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate you giving me the call, and I sure hope this works out. Thank you.
That was my conversation with State Representative Dave Heaton for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.